What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? I am Little Nugster. Welcome to Little Nug's podcast. Episode, I believe, number 12. I was supposed to do episode 12 last week, but I ended up giving myself a week off. We had a pretty interesting week. It started off decent. Then once we got towards the middle of the week, it kind of went a little downhill, especially with these releases that ended up happening, and furloughs, or however you say it. I guess what that means is they're not fired, I think. So, I don't really know exactly what it means, but I think it means, that you're not fired or whatnot, and you're not getting paid or something like that. I should just look it up, but... and then we ended up seeing, one of the greatest ring announcers in, the WWF, Howard Finkel. He ended up, passing away, I believe, on Wednesday. When I started watching wrestling, I think Howard Finkel was the ring announcer at times. But most of the time it ended up being Lillian Garcia, who ended up replacing Howard Finkel for quite a while. But... I will say that Howard Finkel will be missed, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to look back at his memories and stuff of being a ring announcer and hearing him, I guess, being the ring announcer. I'm not sure what I'm saying, but hey, this is what you get when you listen to my podcast. So, all right, we're going to start the week off with Raw. Let's see. So, Raw started out with Drew McIntyre coming out, talking about how he beat Brock at WrestleMania. And after that, beating the Big Show 20 minutes after the match between him and Brock Lesnar. And at a certain point, Andrade comes out. And, him and Drew and Zelina were kind of talking back and forth a little bit. And then Andrade... was talking a little bit. So then Drew McIntyre ended up challenging Andrade to a match, I guess later on that night. It would be a champ versus champ match. After that, we had a match between Ruby Riott and Asuka. It was a Money in the Bank women's, a qualifying match for the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I thought it was all right. Asuka has been becoming, or Asuka is becoming more entertaining, ever since she was, I guess you want to say on commentary a little while ago on, either, I think it was Raw or SmackDown or whatever she was on. But, But yeah, I thought it was an okay match. Asuka ended up getting the win. I forgot to write down how, but a part of me believes that she won by submission, but I could be wrong. After that, we had a match between Aleister Black and Oney Lorcan from, I believe he's from NXT. I thought that was an okay match. Aleister Black took the win. Then Becky Lynch came out and just started talking about her beating Shayna Baszler. And then ends up calling out whoever wins the Money in the Bank ladder match. Because obviously whoever climbs the ladder to get the briefcase automatically has a title shot. You just have to cash it in. Which I feel like the briefcase, like for the Money in the Bank ladder match, should basically be for any title. I don't think it should be just for the main title. I feel like it should just be a title of their choosing. Like if they want to go after the Intercontinental title, they can cash it in. Or if they want to go for the US title, they can cash it in. You know, stuff like that. I don't know, I feel like they should just not just have that match just be for you can have the right to cash it in to be, you know, in the go for Becky Lynch, who's the Raw Women's champ, or go for Bayley, who is the SmackDown Women's Champ. I just feel like it should just be for any title of their choosing. So after that, we had a match between Sarah Logan and Shayna Baszler, which ended pretty quickly. Shortly after, there was a particular time where Sarah Logan was down and looked like she was about to push herself up, and then Shayna Baszler kind of stomped on her elbow, and the way she did that, it pretty much looked like that Sarah Logan, Shayna Baszler kind of like really snapped her arm in a certain way, and it looked pretty brutal. So I believe Shayna Baszler ended up winning based off of that. After that, we had a match between Austin Theory and Tozawa. This wasn't a qualifying match. It was just a regular match. I thought it was a pretty decent match. I'm kind of liking Austin Theory a little bit. I think he's pretty talented. I consider him as like a new up and comer in a way, just because he's new to the game. And well, I mean, he wrestled on in Evolve for a while, because I remember one time I watched a show on Vice, on the Vice Network. I think it's called like The Wrestlers or something like that. And there was a particular episode where it was talking about Evolve, and Austin Theory ended up, they were showing Austin Theory there, and Drew McIntyre, and I think Matt Riddle won during the episode. But I believe that's where Austin Theory came from. But, yeah, I thought it was a pretty decent match. Austin Theory took the win. And then at the end, Angel Garza and Andrade came out. Ended up attacking Tozawa. After that, we had a match between Angel Garza and Tahuti Miles. I thought it was an okay match. Angel Garza took the win. And then after that match, Austin Theory and Andrade came out and ended up attacking Tahuti Miles. Kind of the same thing as the other match between Austin Theory and Tozawa. After that, we had a match between a returning Nia Jax, who ended up returning last week, or, you know, a couple weeks ago. She faced Kairi Sane, which I thought was going to be a squash match, because I was saying, like, Kairi Sane's going to die because of how freaking small Kairi is compared to Nia Jax. And no surprise here when Nia Jax ended up taking the win, obviously. But, I mean, I think Alexa Bliss ended up beating Nia Jax at one point. So, I would have considered it being a huge upset if Kairi Sane took the win. After that match, we had Bobby Lashley versus No Way Jose. Really not much to say. Bobby Lashley took the win. Then we had a tag team match between the Viking Raiders, Eric and Ivar, versus Cedric Alexander and Ricochet, who is basically a new tag team, which I actually really like. I like these two together. They pretty much have the same exact wrestling style, and I think they could go far in the tag division. These two were pretty talented, and I believe Paul Heyman is really high on these two. I thought the match was pretty good. I really enjoyed it, especially with Alexander and Ricochet having great chemistry together. But unfortunately, the Viking Raiders ended up winning. But I would really like to see more matches with, I would like to see more matches involving Alexander and Ricochet. Just because I think it'd be pretty great to see them continue going, you know, seeing if they have what it takes to become tag team champions. But we'll see later down the road. And then we finally get to the main event, which is Drew McIntyre and Andrade. I thought it was a pretty good match. Drew McIntyre ended up winning. Shortly after that, Seth Rollins ended up coming out and ended up attacking Drew McIntyre, giving him a stomp, or I think they're calling it the stomp now. Yeah, ends up stomping Drew McIntyre. So you kind of figure that maybe Seth Rollins is next in line to get another title shot. Alright. Now on to NXT. Oh, that was weird. I thought my power was about to go out for a second. Alright, so yeah. On to NXT. NXT started off with a match between Finn Balor and I believe his name is Fabian Aichner, who is from the who's from Imperium. I thought it was a decent match. Finn Balor ended up taking the win. Then we ended up getting a match between Aaliyah versus Xia Li. I believe it was a couple, I think it was maybe a month ago or 2 months ago or something, where there was a match that Xia Li was about to be in, and she was attacked where she couldn't wrestle. Excuse me. So, I believe Aaliyah, or Aaliyah, however you, however you say her last name, or her name, but, Xia Li ended up winning in this match. Like I said, I thought it was a decent one. The next match we had, it was announced that there was going to be a tournament for the interim cruiserweight title. Since Jordan Devlin is stuck in Dublin, Ireland because of all this pandemic crap, they decided that they were going to be putting together a tournament for the cruiserweight title. There ended up being a match between Swerve Scott and Tozawa, which I thought was a pretty good match. After seeing the match between Austin Theory and Tozawa on Raw, I kind of liked this one a little better. Tozawa ended up taking the win. I guess the tournament is going by, like there's two groups. There's Group A and Group B. And I believe people from Group A will fight against each other in matches, and whoever has the most wins in Group A ends up facing the person with the most wins in Group B. And then I believe those two go against each other, and whoever wins that is your cruiserweight champion. I believe that's how the way it works. But Tozawa took the win. So good for him. Next one, we had a match between Tegan Nox and Raquel Gonzalez, who is, I believe she is Dakota Kai's sidekick, I guess you can say. I thought it was an okay match. Surprisingly, I thought Raquel Gonzalez was going to take the win, but Tegan Nox ended up winning due to a distraction from Shotzi Blackheart. She ended up coming out and kind of, I guess, distracting Raquel Gonzalez in a way, where I think she was going to go after Dakota Kai, and then ended up getting a little distracted, or getting Raquel Gonzalez a little distracted with that, and that allowed Tegan Nox to get the win. Next, we had a very interesting character that I'm starting to like. His name is Dexter Lumis. I believe he debuted, I want to say last week or the week before. I think it was the week before. I want to say it was the week of WrestleMania where he debuted. But I'm really starting to like this character. in Dexter Lumis. But he ended up having a match between Tahuti Miles. I guess I've been hearing from other people that, you know, the way Dexter Lumis looks kind of looks like a younger Stone Cold, younger Steve Austin in a way, where I guess he used to have, I guess before Austin, I think, shaved his head. But Dexter Lumis ended up taking the win by submission. Then shortly after that, we were supposed to be seeing, I guess we were supposed to be waiting for Adam Cole to appear on NXT. I guess him and Velveteen Dream were supposed to have a little talk, but I guess he didn't show up. But Velveteen Dream ended up coming out. He ended up talking about Adam Cole, and then you start to see, you know, the camera kind of pans a little bit to the left, and you kind of see Finn Balor behind Velveteen Dream a little bit, not like right behind him, but like in the distance, on the ramp. So after that, I believe Balor started walking towards Velveteen Dream. Excuse me. I guess Balor was talking about how if he wants to go through Adam, if he wants to go against Adam Cole for the title, he has to go through me or something like that. And then Velveteen Dream ended up saying that he wants a date with the Prince. So I believe we are going to get that match this coming Wednesday. Either this coming Wednesday or next Wednesday. Or, you know, the week after. And after that, we had a tag team match between Undisputed Era, Bobby Fish, and Roderick Strong, who I believe replaced Kyle O'Reilly, who I believe is I think injured. Either injured or not feeling well. But they ended up facing Matt Riddle and a mystery partner. And we found out that it ended up being Timothy Thatcher, who at first I didn't realize who it was until one of the announcers reminded us that Timothy Thatcher was one of the signings that WWE made. I think it was maybe a couple months ago, because it was announced on a WWE Backstage episode that WWE signed Timothy Thatcher and Killer Cross. So I don't really know much. I don't know anything about Timothy Thatcher other than everybody saying how he's a really talented guy, and it pretty much showed it in that tag team match. I guess it was supposed to be for the NXT tag titles. And Matt Riddle and Timothy Thatcher ended up taking the win. So that basically means that they retained the NXT titles. Then after that, we have Tommaso Ciampa backstage. And it was announced throughout the show that there was supposed to be a thing where, well, I guess between their the match between Ciampa and Gargano, whoever won basically got to say who the better man was. And Ciampa ended up saying that Gargano is the better man. And then, like, right after he said that, someone attacks Ciampa. The camera kind of goes down, and then you see some boots walk in front of the camera. And somebody kind of bends down at Ciampa, and it is the person, and you saw the face on who the attacker was, and it is the one and only Killer Cross. So we had two debuts on NXT. And I believe there was a second pair of boots that potentially could be Scarlett Bordeaux. But we will find out maybe this week on Wednesday night. Alright, so now it is time for SmackDown. SmackDown started off with Braun Strowman, or actually it started off with a moment of bliss with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. And their guest was the Monster Among Men, who is your new Universal Champion, who is Braun Strowman. He ended up defeating Goldberg at WrestleMania to become the SmackDown Universal Champion. They were just talking back and forth, and then, talking about the potential, the match that he's going to be having at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view against Bray Wyatt. As we all know, Braun and Bray both have a history together. When Braun actually debuted in the WWE, he ended up being a part of the Wyatt family. And we saw him wear that black sheet mask or whatever it was. And at a certain point in time during the Moment of Bliss segment, there was a present that Braun ended up showing or ended up noticing, opened it up, and then ended up being the mask that he wore when he was in the Wyatt family. After that, we had a match between Sasha Banks and Tamina, and I believe whoever won that match gets to face, Bayley. I want to say that's the type of match that this was, but I might be wrong. Or there might be, that might be a match coming up later. But Tamina ended up winning. Which I believe, Lacey Evans came out to attack Bayley. I thought it was an okay match, but Tamina ended up taking the win. Then we had a match between Sheamus, and I'm probably going to butcher his name, but he had a match against Denzel Dijonet, I don't even know. I don't know who this guy is. Probably somebody new that's going to be on, in Raw or on SmackDown or whatnot, but Sheamus ended up taking the win. No surprise there. You kind of saw a little anger in Sheamus when Michael Cole ended up started to talk about Jeff Hardy. So that could be a potential match in the future, possibly after maybe Money in the Bank. It could even be a Money in the Bank match. Who knows? But after that, we had a qualifying match for the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And it was between Naomi and Dana Brooke. And surprisingly, Dana Brooke ended up taking the win. So she is going to be in the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Then after that, we had Sonya Deville coming out. I guess she wanted to talk about the stuff that's been going on the past couple, the past month or so. And then we basically saw a heel turn in Sonya Deville, and I've actually been wanting this to happen for a while, and I was kind of waiting for, like I said, I was kind of waiting for something like this to happen, where finally Sonya Deville says that ever since ever since we got together, with like Absolution and Fire and Desire, it was always about you and like stuff like that. And you kind of saw that throughout all of that, where it was like Sonya Deville was getting, or not, Mandy Rose was getting more of the spotlight than Sonya Deville or both of them together. It was just more about Mandy Rose. And that's kind of where Sonya Deville was going towards. Like, she was saying how she's, she's fake or whatnot, and just kind of went off on Mandy Rose. And but yeah, I thought it was a really great promo that Sonya Deville ended up doing, or giving us. Like I said, I was waiting for something like this to happen, and I'm glad I got to see it. After that, we had a match. It was actually a men's qualifying match for the Money in the Bank ladder match. And it was between Cesaro and Daniel Bryan. I thought it was a decent match. Fortunately, Daniel Bryan ended up winning. He ended up winning by a submission. So Daniel Bryan is now qualified to compete in the ladder match. And speaking of the ladder match, we ended up finding out that the Money in the Bank ladder match, I believe both of them, the men's and women's, will be taking place at Titan Towers, which is basically WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. It's basically known as the corporate ladder match or something like that, where it's going to start off at the first, the first floor of the building, and you have to go all the way up to the roof. So I think that's going to be a pretty interesting match to see. After that, we see Elias backstage, who ends up getting brutally attacked by King Corbin, with a commercial break in between. Then we had the main event match, which was a triple threat match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. And it featured Big E from The New Day, The Miz, and Jey Uso. I thought it was a decent match. But unfortunately, we have a new tag team champion, and it is Big E taking the win from The Miz, which declares The New Day to be 8-time WWE tag team champions. So congrats to The New Day. I believe they're just one win away from tying the Dudley Boys for the most title wins, for the most tag team title wins. So we'll have to see if they happen to tie that record down the road. So that is it for this week. As always, I am on, you can listen to my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Also, make sure you tune in to the Top Rope Report, also on Anchor, Spotify, and TalkShoe.com. The Top Rope Report features, The Nugster Greg and Mr. Trivia. And every month of a pay-per-view, we do our prediction show, which I'm featured on. And then we also have 24/7 Mr. 24/7 DJ. We participate in our own prediction show for the pay-per-views. So I'm sure we'll be doing one of those in a couple weeks before Money in the Bank. As always, share this with your friends, family. Make sure you guys check me out. I'm not on iTunes yet, but hopefully I will soon. Like I said, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and so this is Little Nugster. Talk to you guys next week.